Mr. President, I have the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of the Nordic Baltic states. Mr. Special Rapporteur, the right to development is rooted in the universality, indivisibility, interrelation, and interdependence of all human rights. As indicated in your latest report, the right to development from the perspective of children has, to date, received inadequate attention. Children worldwide continue to face numerous challenges: lack of access to education and care, malnutrition, human trafficking, sexual violence and exploitation, injuries and deaths during armed conflicts hinder their ability to fully enjoy the right to development. By endorsing the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, present generations need to take seriously the right to development of future generations. Development positively contributes to the enjoyment of all human rights when implemented in accordance with international human rights norms and principles. Therefore, children and future generations must not be left behind. Mr. Special Rapporteur, children and future generations will experience disproportionate impact of climate change, armed conflicts, food insecurities, and other challenges, even though they have minimal opportunities to mitigate these effects. What are the best ways to enable children to meaningfully contribute to the implementation of the right to development compliant with human rights? I thank you.